Dear friends, psychologically speaking, if a person knows that every day she or he can do something to reduce the level of violence in society, that will bring a lot of comfort and healing to that person. But this is something possible. We know that the level of violence in society is very high, overwhelming. If we know that living in our daily life in such a way that you can contribute something to contribute in the work of bringing down the level of violence in society, and that kind of faith, that kind of belief, that kind of understanding will make us feel better. We are no longer stuck in a situation. To be something or to do something every day to reduce the violence in society, that is possible, even today. And you have to sit down and find ways in order to do it right away. And to me, when you make a peaceful step, calming your feelings, your emotions, that is already something you can do in order to bring down a little bit the level of violence. Every time you breathe in and out mindfully and hold your anger peacefully for it not to explode into angry words, angry thinking and angry action, that is an act of compassion that can help bring the level of violence down. Every time you can say something to calm a person in front of you, to make him smile, to help him to see things more clearly, that is an act that can help bring down the level of violence. And all of us can do this today. And that bring to us a feeling of relief right away that will be very healing and nourishing. Everyone can be a Buddha, can be a Bodhisattva. If you are inspired by the desire to serve, you can do it and you can begin today. Every breath, every step, making mindfulness, every smile, is an act of peace, decreasing the level of suffering and violence. That will help transform the situation and bring the transformation and healing into the people who live around us. I'm very optimistic about this because I know that every one of us can begin right away now in order to help bring the level of violence down in society. And everything must begin from within. And it will have an effect right away in our family, in our community, in our society. The first step is for the individual to have a chance to go back to himself or herself, to have a look to see what is going on in our body, in our feelings, in our emotions, what kind of suffering, what kind of pain we do have in us. So I will draw a sign. The person going back to himself or herself. And this can be done. That this can happen just by reading a book. A book that deals with the problem of practice of transformation and healing. And many of us have done so thanks to a book or a tape. After having listened to the tape, after having read the book, we know the need of going home in order to take care of our pain, our sorrow, or our violence. Or if you have a community of practice nearby, that community of practice may be the cause helping you to go home to yourself. And you learn how to handle the fear, the emotion, the anger in yourself. And you get a relief. This is the first step. You see the path. Even if you have not transformed all the suffering, all the fear, all the pain in you, but you already know the path. You have transformed only 1 or 2% of the suffering in you, but you are happy because you have now seen a path. And now you don't wait until you have transformed all suffering in you. You should not wait. You have to help your family to go back to itself. That's the second step. You as an individual, if you are supported by a community of practice, it will be easier for you to go back to yourself and do the work of taking care of the pain, the sorrow within yourself. And now, as you have seen the path, you want to share it with your husband. You want to share it with your wife, your children. You want to use the practice of loving speech and deep listening in order to communicate to them and persuade them to join you in the path of transformation and healing, reducing the violence, the anger within yourself. Because your family should be the ground of support for your practice. Without the support of your family, of your partner, of your husband, of your wife, of your children, it would be more difficult. That is why the next step is to support your family, helping your family to go home to itself and look into the situation of the family, whether there is enough harmony, communication, understanding, and love in the family, whether there is a lot of violence, division in the family, and learning how to handle these blocks of suffering. This is very crucial. Rebuilding the self, rebuilding the family. And you can do that with the help of the Sangha, namely with the community of practice that has helped you to do so with your own person.